Good evening. We will get started. This is the fourth class. The first three classes are available online, have been recorded like we will be recording this one. On Sunday, we started to give you tools to use to improve your life. What do I mean by improving your life? I don't know. What do you mean by improving your life? I look at the world in my own experience. When I started to study Kabbalah, and my teacher said, don't believe a word I say, and I've said it to you and will continue to say it to you. Never believe me. But please, as my teacher said to me, please try the things that I ask you to try. And at the end of a few months, 3 months, 6 months, look at your life and see if it's better. More importantly, look at where you are, and are you a better person? Because ultimately, by you becoming a better person, you start to change your life to be free of chaos. And when you do it on an individual level, it also works its way up the chain and becomes world peace, world without chaos, which is what our goal is. So tonight we are going to be teaching the Anabakoah. And normally we start the class with the Anabakoah, but since I'm teaching it tonight, I don't want to do that. We'll be bringing that energy in through the process of teaching it. So we'll start with a verse from the Zohar, and I just open it up randomly every time. So, Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunenehu. Da'amar Shamra Nafshi Ki Chasid Ani Amai Kidei She'et Chased Im Ani De'itmar Be'i Ani Vahu Vavle Leman De'afrish Ani Min Hu De'itmar Hu Asanu Velo Anachnu. Another interpretation of the verse, preserve my soul, for I am pious, a verse from Psalms, is as follows. Why should he preserve my soul? So that I should behave piously with I, namely that I should unite with and bring the chesed from Yudhe Vavhe, which is Zeronpin, to I, which is Malchut. For it has been said about it, I said, I am he. For Aleph Nun Yud, which is the Hebrew word for I, is Malchut, and Vav He Vav is the English word for he. The Hebrew word for he is Zeronpin. Woe to anyone who separates I from he, namely to anyone who causes a separation between Zeronpin and Malchut. As it is said, it is he who made us, and we belong to him. Where he stands for Zeronpin. This is because everything is one, namely I and he are one, without division. This is what is said, see now that I, even I am he. I kill and I make alive, I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. I am Hashem, I am he, and no other. And this I is derived from Adonai, namely the letters of Ani are found in Adonai. Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is the central column, namely Zeronpin. It's a very esoteric verse. I'm sorry I read it, but it's the energy that I'm after. And so to give you some background, and it leads into what we caught on Sunday and will continue tonight. The Hebrew letters, one of their aspects, one of their traits, they were designed by the creator of the universe, happenstance. Doesn't matter whether you're a believer, an agnostic, the tools are available to you to use. The Hebrew letters were designed and we have proven scientifically, they transfer metaphysical energy. And by doing that transfer, we change. And so on Sunday, we spoke about three tools that we suggest you utilize in the saying of the using of the Hebrew letters. Not that you have to learn Hebrew, not that you have to know Hebrew. This verse from the Zohar is talking about the word Aleph Nun Yud, which means I. Ani is the sound of the three letters together. I is a name of God. It's one of the 72 names of God. I is our ego. I is what makes me unique, meaning a desire to receive. I, Ani, is part of the name Adonai, the same letters with an additional letter called Dalet, which means doorway. All of this is not just a play on the letters like you would think of in English. These are really energy. I don't want to use the word energy. These are essences that are building blocks of the universe. Just like a DNA, our scientists tell us that DNA is the building blocks of our bodies and our minds. DNA, the letters of the Hebrew alphabet, is the DNA of the universe. It's the building block of the universe. And what we are taught in Kabbalah, that if you want to make a change in the universe, you have to make a change in the level of the letters. You have to utilize the letters to make that change. In fact, my teacher, in one of my conversations with him, had said, the only reason people get fat, obviously I'm a large man, and it's an issue that's been in my life for a number of years. He said the only reason people get fat is because Satan rearranges the sequences of letters. And by rearranging those sequences at that seed level, people become fat. And the way to get rid of it is just to rearrange those letters. Of course, we have to know what those letters and what the sequence was that he messed up so that we can rearrange it. And that is part of the understanding. We don't really need to know that. Just like we don't need to know how to use a remote control, how to build a remote control. We only need to know how to push a button. And by pushing the button, we change the picture on the TV screen. By using certain letters in certain sequences that are more powerful, those sequences change us and bring us back to that level of balance where we can lose weight and all of the other things that create chaos in our lives. So that's what that verse was talking about. Now, the four things that we talked about on Sunday with respect to the Hebrew letters, we explained that on... Please pass out. We explained that the universe, there's a different metaphysical energy comes into the universe every week. And a week runs from Motzi Shabbos, or Saturday night, through till Saturday day. Every week, a different energy comes into the universe. The reading of the Torah, the reading of the Bible, the scroll on Saturday morning, gives you a metaphysical protection shield for that energy. If you don't hear it, you don't get it. Does that mean that it's going to be a horrible week for you? No. We live in a world called the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil. It's a cycle of up and down. If we protect ourselves from the down, then we just move all the time. That's a world that's chaos-free. So the strongest tool that we have ever been given is the Torah. We read that every Saturday morning in a synagogue. Some synagogues read the full parasha, the full portion. Some synagogues read only a third of it. It doesn't matter whether you get only one or the third. The point is to hear some part of the parasha to get the energy that you need for protection that week. The more you study the parasha, the more you'll understand what that energy is. And by understanding it, you'll start to see cause and effect. What happens in your life that week is the same thing that happened in your life last year at that week, and the year before at that week, and the year before that. Because the cycles are not the same as the American calendar, we don't see it. But if you track it, and I have for myself, it's very clear. The energy comes into the universe, and it's there for a week, actually for 2 weeks. It starts to come in on Sunday. We listen to the Torah on Saturday, and that actual energy manifests the following week. So it's a two-week cycle, but we speak in terms of the week. It's important that you hear the Torah. It's an hour and a half reading. Do you have an hour and a half Saturday morning to make your life easier? That's up to you. The second thing that we said is the Zohar. The Zohar is the... It's written in the language of Aramaic, which uses the Hebrew letters. But it is said that Aramaic cannot be understood by the angels, which means it's a more direct connection, which means there is no negative aspect. You cannot transfer negativity with Aramaic, whereas with Hebrew, you can transfer negativity. The angel of death was created with Hebrew. Negativity is there. It's in the world with Hebrew. But when you use Aramaic, it cannot be transferred. Doesn't mean it goes away. It just means it can't be moved from you to another person. So we, knowing this, the Zohar itself was written, the academics will say, as a commentary on the Torah, on the Bible. We like to say that the Zohar is the soul of the body that is called Torah. The Zohar is only holiness. That's all that you receive from it. But holiness is a form of protection from negativity. So the more that you deal with the Zohar, scan it if you don't know how to read it if you can read it. There are different ways of connecting to the Zohar. And we went over this on Sunday. But quickly, there is an email that comes out every night, dailyzohar.com. It's a 2 minutes at most scanning or reading of the Aramaic section. And then for those who want to understand it, there's a summary of the ideas. There's not a direct translation, because the letters themselves don't lend themselves to direct translation. You lose too much in the translation, because the letters have a number value associated with it. They have an energy relationship to each other. All of that is built into the true understanding of the Hebrew language and the Aramaic language. But it's as simple as signing up for a daily email for 2 minutes a day. For $15, $20, you can have a book that you put in your purse or carry around with you, take it out, and scan it. You're welcome to take a look at this one. Or you can get the full set like this, which has has both the Aramaic and the English translation. The third tool is what's in front of you. It's called the Ana Bekoach. The Ana Bekoach is the 42 letters that the Creator or the universe used to create this world, these universes, these worlds, whatever level you want to speak. The seed level of creation is in these 42 letters. These 42 letters, about 700 years ago, one of the Kabbalists wrote words to each of the letters. So he put for the letter of the name, or the 42 letters were put to 42 words, starting with that letter at the beginning of that word. Those 42 words came to be known as the prayer of Ana Bekoach. Almost no religious group, including Judaism, says this prayer at all. The Kabbalists say it once a day, minimum. Preferably in the morning if you're going to say it once a day. Anytime is good. The 42-letter name, the Ana Bekoach, I told the story on Sunday, and I don't have the time to tell it tonight, but I highly suggest you listen to it, because it's a very moving story. I think you found it to be. It's creation is the seed level of everything. If you have a problem, you don't have enough money in the bank, you just lost your job, your baby's ill, you're hungry, and you don't have the money for food. Name a problem in the world, there's oil spill. If you have a problem, can it be solved at the moment of creation? Does the moment of creation have everything that ever happens in the rest of time? Scientists tell us it does. That today, this moment, includes tomorrow. That is part of their mathematical formulas. The Kabbalists have told us the same thing, only they started creation and they say everything is included in the moment of creation. And that moment of creation starts with these 42 letters. And that's what we are connecting to when we learn to say it or sing it, if you count what I do singing, which that's another story. The Ana Bekoach is related to time. So there are seven verses, and of those seven verses, each of them has six words or six letters. Each of those relate to spherot from the ten spherot. These are the seven lower spherot, which is the only part of creation that we deal with in our world, in the physical world. The Ana Bekoach relates to the day of the week, because there are 7 days of the week. Each one of the verses relates to a day of the week. The Ana Bekoach changes because it relates to the months of the year, the astrological events associated with those months. So it will appear to you to be very complicated at the start, but it really isn't. And after a while, you'll find it to be really easy to follow. Now, I'm going to sing this slowly. If you know it, please join me. Please turn to page 3 of 8, I think it is, 2 of 8. And I'm going to show you, for those of you on the conference call or listening to this on the recording, page 2 of 8, I'm only talking about from the word Chesed on the right corner to the word Geburah about 8 lines down. I'm only talking about that because that is the first verse. And what you see in the large Hebrew letters, underneath that line, you'll see the word Ana. We're reading right to left, by the way. So the first line is Ana, then Bekoach, Gedulat, Yemincha, Tatir, Serurah. So you look at the Hebrew. If you can't read the Hebrew, just say the English transliteration. The lines above that, where it says planet Saturn created by the letter Bet, that is relating to a particular month and the signs of the letter Ayin and Sadi, because two of the months use this verse, and we utilize those letters that created the astrological signs and the months of the year. So we use the seed level. Everything is the seed level. Everything is the DNA, the lowest level. The letters create everything. So when we meditate on those letters, we have the opportunity to change what those letters did. We affect those letters through our actions. What we're doing by saying the Anabekoach is doing an action in the physical world that affects the spiritual levels and brings us to a place, hopefully, with less chaos. That's the purpose of why we do all this. Anabekoach Gedulat Yemincha Tatir Serurah. Now, I'm going to say the names of those letters, which are the 6 small letters to the left of that line. Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Yud, Tav, Tzadi. Therefore, we have 7 words in each line, which is a total of 49. But we constantly refer to it as the 42. There are times when we will utilize the concept of 49. There are reasons for that that you don't need to understand right now. This first verse, those 6 letters, has a gematria of 506. 506 is the same gematria number value as the phrase Ahavat Hinam. Unconditional love is the translation of Ahavat Hinam. Love for no reason. It's teaching us that the beginning of creation starts with love. You can do the Anabekoach quickly or slowly, depending on the amount of time you want to spend, the amount of meditation you want to take up. Each verse gives you a particular place. Within the 7 verses, we will stop at a verse for the month, and we will stop at the verse for the day of the week to make different connections that I'll explain as we get there. Again, you can make those connections. You don't have to make those connections. It's a question of, do you want to do all of it or only part of it? But even just saying the letter Aleph is a correction, is drawing energy. And those who are sensitive to that will feel it. Those who have not yet felt that sensitivity, trust me. Don't believe me, but please do it. The next verse, Kabel Rinat Amcha Sagvenu Taharenu Nora Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Kra, Satan. Kra translates as tear up. Satan is the name of a negative force that essentially gives us free will. That is his purpose in this world. Kra, Satan, tear up Satan. Those same six letters can be rearranged to spell two other Hebrew words, Sha'ar Katan. Sounds similar, but they're different. Sha'ar Katan means small gates, and it reminds us to put guards on our small gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, our mouth, because these are the gates to how the negative forces get inside us. What we put in our mouth, what we say comes out of our mouth, what we hear, what we see, all of this can be guarded if we choose to. It's a reminder, a hint, guard your gates. Na gibor dorshei yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. The first three letters, Nun Gimel Dalet, has a gematria of 57. 57 is the Hebrew word zan, which means sustenance or parnasa. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence of letters that takes back the energy we've given to the negative forces through our mistakes, which in some cultures would call a sin. In Kabbalah, we don't really use sin. What we do is a transfer of energy. And that's what an Avera is. It gets translated as sin, but it really is a transfer of energy. We made a mistake. The energy that we were to use for that mistake got transferred to the negative side. We can take it back using that sequence, and we do by saying the Anabakah, all part of creation. Next page. Barchem tacharem rachamei tzidkacha tamid gamlem. Betet resh tzaditach gimel. This sequence connects us to the sphera called Netzach. Netzach is one of the seven lower sphera, and one of the attributes of Netzach is eternal victory. It's not victory over a battle or even over a war. It's eternal victory over the only thing that matters, the only war that matters, the war against our desire to receive for oneself alone. The injection of selfishness that took place through the actions of Adam and Eve. By fighting our natural desire to receive for ourselves selfishly and transforming that to desire to receive in order to share brings us to a chaos-free life. It brings us to that place that we're all looking to get to. Now today, still is Wednesday because the sun hasn't gone down. Always remember, day in this calendar in the Kabbalists starts at sundown. So when the sun is finally set, we will be on Thursday. But right now we're still on Wednesday, the fourth day. So we want to connect to the angels of the day who are going to assist us. And if you look on pages 4, 5, 6, and 7, probably 8 as well. Yeah. If you look on page 5, you'll see Wednesday in the middle of the page. And all you're supposed to do, you don't say these names, because the angels get upset with us. They were created to serve us. Right now, we are lower spiritually than they, but that's not the way it's supposed to be. And so when we call them by name, they come to do a service. And if you just call them to, you know, scratch my back, they kind of get upset. They got other things to do. They got their lives to live, too. So just scan right to left and top to bottom. These names of angels create a protection shield for you for this day, which is still Wednesday. I'm sorry?
Since today is Wednesday, why can we read it? Or we can never read it.
You never read it.
When you
have learned sufficiently to know how to communicate with an angel, and Kabbalah will teach you how to do that, then you can call them and have a conversation and ask them to do a service for you. And they will be very happy to do that, because that's what they were created for. But until you're at that level, why get them angry? So don't say their names. Just look at the letters. The letters, by looking at it, will change you. When you go into the supermarket, they run the price tag by the scanner, correct? And all of a sudden, the computer knows the prices, and the computer knows to deduct the inventory from the store, and the computer knows all of the things it's been programmed to do. Literally, our soul knows what it's supposed to do with these letters. And your eyes are the window to the soul. So until you're ready to communicate on the level of an angel, just look at the letters. These are the elements of creation, the attributes of creation. An atomic bomb was included at the moment of creation. I say that a hydrogen bomb was included at the moment of creation. I say that only to give you an understanding and an appreciation and a sensitivity to the power that you are being handed here tonight. Literally, there are people who walk this earth who know how to use these letters in ways that change that moment of creation. Change the moment after this one. They know how to. They do it. We don't know how to, but we still can use it for our protection, to help and assist us not making mistakes. You will be changed by looking at these letters. It doesn't happen that you notice it immediately. It actually does. But you will only notice it after a few months. You'll look back and say, I don't know what happened, but I'm different. The letters do their work. Use them. They're there as a gift in order to help us achieve this. The next one. Kasim Kadosh Erotuha Nae Adata Ekufet Tetnunayim. This fifth sequence connects us to the Sphira of Hod. The major attribute of Hod is thankfulness, appreciation. What in our life do we need to appreciate more or appreciate at all? And even when we are appreciative of what we have, it's only after we're appreciative do we have the right to ask for more. You need more money, you have to appreciate that you have what you have, and then you can ask for more. And I just use that as an example. You have children, you have to appreciate that you have children before you can ask for more. you have one life, you have to appreciate who you have before you can ask for your second one. My joke. Remember, each day of the week, there's an angel. So we only do it the one day of the week. But tomorrow morning, if we were doing this, we would be utilizing this verse for the angels of Thursday. We would stop at that verse for the angels on Thursday. On Friday, we would stop at the sixth verse. On Sunday, we stopped at the first verse. So you'll get used to it as you do it. But just keep you, because it seems overwhelming at the beginning. I remember when I was doing, when I first learned it a number of years ago. Yachid Yeh Lamcha Hine Zokre Kedushata Yigimel Lamed Hezayin Ku. This sequence of letters helps speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah during this, the sixth millennium. Shabbatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Tavos Shinkufav Tzadiyutav. This is the verse that we utilize for the month of Tammuz, the month that we are in presently. There are two letters that were utilized during this period of time at creation. One is the Tav that created the planet Levanah, the planet Levanah is the moon. And the Chet is the letter that created both the constellation Sartan, the crab, and the month of Tammuz. In the Hebrew calendar, there is no cusp. There is the energy of the astrological sign and the energy of the month, and they are always the same. There's no overlap, as there is in the Gregorian calendar. So we will, when we done have said the seventh verse, we will meditate on the Tav and the Chet each day during the month of Tammuz in order to take control of that month. What do I mean take control? I mean to eliminate the negative aspect of the month and accentuate the positive aspect of the month. The month of Tammuz, the month of Cancer, is a very difficult month. I don't know if any of you are born Cancers, but Cancer is a very difficult sign. It's very emotional, as you all will probably know. But what you don't know is that the Cancer, because of the fear associated with the emotions, finds it difficult to walk straight ahead. In fact, the crab is unable to walk straight ahead. The crab has to go this way to get there. Must go to the right, only in one direction, zigzag, to get straight ahead. That's true of the Cancers in our world. It's true of the energy that impacts us in this month. If you're aware of it, you know how to minimize that negative aspect. If you're not aware of it, you go through life with more chaos. That's the reason we are taught this material. Not that we... The one major thing to always understand about Hebrew astrology, which is built into Kabbalah, built into the universe, the one major thing to understand is that everything is changeable. Nothing is set in cement. You want to change it, you have to do something to change it. It's not just you can't wish it away. But all of it is controllable. On page 4, at the top, it says, a small Hebrew line we say this in a whisper. And what do we mean by a whisper? We'll say it silently. We won't say whisper it. It means that if I say this line, and somebody is standing at my shoulder, I can hear it and they can't. That's what a whisper is. That's what silently means. So it should be said like this. But I'm going to say it for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kavod Mahuto Le'olam Vayet. But always know it should be said as a silent verse. The reason it's said silent is we have just said and drawn the energy of creation. Look around you. It's here. Do you have the vessel to handle all of that energy? The answer is no. No one person does. When you say this verse takes that energy and grounds it. It gives it back to the universe in a way that's balanced so it doesn't hang around you all day, creating chaos. Because the metaphor that I was taught that I'll utilize, if you plug in an electric lamp, you get light. You plug in a window air conditioner, you get cool. You have a refrigerator or a washing machine and they work fine. But take them and plug them into the wrong socket. Take a 220 air conditioner and put it in a 110 volt. What do you get? A burned up air conditioner. You get chaos. Too much energy for the vessel creates chaos. So we always say, after almost everything we will do, say this line, say it in a whisper, but what's that doing is taking any excess energy that you're not able to handle right now and grounding it. That's literally what the verse says. Forever, blessings, the name of honor, but the first word, Baruch is blessing, Shem is name, Kavod is honor, Malchuto is Malchut, the physical world, Le'olam Vayed is forever. Le'olam is a world that's not the totality of all the worlds, it's something less than, something concealed. This is all built into this technology, and it literally is technology. The universe was built with these 42 letters. The universe was created with a thought. The tool to manifest that thought were these 42 letters. We'll use this. We'll say it every class. We will always try and draw this energy to our uses. It will change you. Say it as often as you can. And I'm saying literally, I'm going to say it right now just so that you can see how fast it can be said comfortably. I know people say it much faster even than this. Stressful day, you're overwhelmed at work, you feel like going crazy, say the Anamakoa, because even in the energy of creation that is so powerful, you have balance, you have calmness, you have everything being brought back to where you need to be. You're upset? Say the Anamakoa.
And letters too, after each verse? Because I mean, I don't know that where they're written, but we know
them. If you don't know them, don't say them.
You know what I mean? I just like
them. Okay, as you get as you get practice, you'll know them, then you can start to say them. Understand this. Nothing you do is wrong. You're learning. You cannot make a mistake. The universe will not let you abuse this this power. There are built-in protection shields. You do not have to be afraid of it. By the same token, you have to appreciate how powerful it is, so you don't abuse it. Because in the earlier generations, there were people who did abuse it, who chose to abuse it. So one of them was written about in the Torah a few weeks ago, called Bilam and his friend Balak, people who abuse the spiritual systems. And the spiritual system is available to both the negative side and the positive side, because we were given a world that gives us free choice. And the only way you have free choice is that you can choose A or B. And they have to look the same. They have to look like I'm in control. It has to look like the illusion that we spoke about in our first class. Through saying the Anamakoa, we're able to pierce past that veil of illusion. Say it. Use the tool. That's really the purpose of this class. Really the purpose of the Kabbalah. The wisdom of the Kabbalah is designed to help people improve their life. The only way you improve your life is by you becoming a better person. There's a common phrase in Israel that Vacha knows, and I always missay it, but it's, you know, it's essentially saying things will get better. And the Kabbalists ask the question, who says so? Will things get better tomorrow? I didn't have enough money to buy bread today. Will things get better tomorrow? What's the difference between today and tomorrow? There's only one thing that makes a difference, and that's me changing myself. If I'm saying that it's the government's fault that I didn't have bread on the table, I'm lying. If I say it's the other person's fault that things didn't happen in my life the way I want, I'm lying. There is only one cause in your life. That cause is you. Your actions define what happens in your life. When we call it the boomerang law, you do an action. You help the old lady across the street. We all agree that's a good action. That means that goodness, blessings is going to come back to you from the universe in your life. You trip the old lady into the street and she got run over by a truck. We all agree that's not a good action. It's pretty negative. Guaranteed, the universe is going to return negativity to you. We live in a perfectly just universe. That's a strong statement. Nobody in this room will ever believe it. I know it to be true. In my first class, and we have enough new people, will this fall to the floor if I drop it? Do you believe it will fall to the floor, or do you know it will fall to the floor?
No.
You know it will falls on the floor. If I let go, it'll fall to the floor. You're absolutely certain it'll fall to the floor.
Based on my terms,
letting go. Yeah. Okay, well, we understand. I'm not gonna call an angel to come pick it out of the sky before it hits the ground. It's gonna fall to the floor. You know that to be true. Do you know God? Do you know the Creator? You're not willing to say that.
No, I don't think I do.
There's an element of doubt built into the concept of belief. I'm not sure that this will fall to the floor. Why? Because I know there's one out of a million chance that the world would end at that instant and it wouldn't hit the floor. I know there's one out of a million chance that the wind could be strong enough to blow through the wall and blow it onto the table. There's always that possibility.
No.
I'm sorry?
Someone could catch it.
Someone could catch it. I could even catch it. Understand, people don't want to say, I know something, because that implies in our Western society that I have to prove something to that person or that other people. That's not what Kabbalah is about. I will never prove anything to you. I will give you the tools to prove to yourself. I know there is a God. I communicate with God or his names, because the true Creator is, I can't even name, I can't put a name to it. But aspects of the Creator, judgment, mercy, manipulation of the physical world, those I can put names to. Those I can communicate with. Those I can learn to come to know. That's what Kabbalah will teach you. And through that process, the letters will change you. Through that process, you will choose to change yourself. And by changing yourself, you change every other human being in the world. Because within you is a spark of every other human being. So there's some angry, hateful people in this world, as we all know. You want to change them? You want to stop people from abusing the environment? Change yourself, and you change them. It's as simple as that, and it's as hard as that. Does anybody have any other questions before we do this one more time? The long way. Take about 10 minutes. Any questions? Okay.
You keep coming to sessions and you gradually build your knowledge.
You don't have to absorb it all. You can't absorb it all. In the 15 sessions, I'm teaching two classes a week. So by Rosh Hashanah, not by Rosh Hashanah, by the end of the holidays, you will have been given every tool you will ever need to control the universe and your world. Will you be able to control your world at that point? No, because it takes practice. But all of the tools that you will ever need will have been given to you. Then it's a question of how much you want to practice, how fast you want to absorb it. There are people who learn this material in this first class and say, that's enough, thank you very much, you guys are crazy, I got what I want, enjoy, and that's fine. There are people who take this and say, where have you been all my life? How do I get more? And it's all in that first class, but there are deeper levels. One of the classes, the second class is the history of the world. What happened before the Big Bang? That's a lifetime study. That's literally down to nuclear physics is involved in the understanding that. It's a question of what you want to do, what is right for you. 20 years ago, I was a secular Jew who had no background, no information, just knew I was Jewish, found this material, found some teachers, all happenstance as far as I was concerned. My background is I'm an engineer, so I don't accept anything. And if you look at me today, I'm talking about, you know, angels coming and taking things out of the air. The bottom line is, I went to a basic class for 12 weeks at that time. The difference between 15 is because of the holidays. There's some material you need to be given for the holidays. The end of that basic class, I was so overwhelmed with this information. I saw how it worked in my life. I couldn't understand how it worked. I wanted to know how it worked. I was taking two classes a night, four nights a week. That's where I'm at now. I'm still taking, I'm teaching six classes a week, or five classes a week. Same idea. I study, because this is where I am in my life. Things I learned about myself. Your name is your vessel, is your soul. You want to know about yourself? You want to know why you came into this world? Look at your astrological chart from a Jewish astrology standpoint, and look at your name. And those two tools will give you information of what you are here to do in your life. You want to become a teacher, or you want to become a businessman? Life choices we all make in one form or another. Which one are you supposed to do? I don't know. You know, the old movie The Graduate, which is you guys are too young for, but, you know, plastics was the word. You know, go into plastics. That's where the economics are. The bottom line is, based on his name, he shouldn't have gone into plastics. All the information is there for you to learn if you're interested. And all of it is there just to utilize by pushing the button on the remote control. You don't have to know how to build it. But if you want to learn how to build it, that's available too. Please say it with me. Ana Bekoa Gedula Chemincha Tati Zerura Alephet Gimel Yutaf Tzadi. 506 is the gematria of these six letters. The same gematria as Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. That could be a directed meditation for 1 minute, 3 minutes, an hour and a half. Where do you want to go? Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu taharenu no ra. Excuse me, Kufra Shayan, Sintet Nun. Cross Satan, tear up Satan. Sha'ar Katan, small gates, reminding us to guard against the negative forces who are always at war with us. They don't want to win the war. They know they can't win the war. All they want to do is make you busy with them. Guard yourself. All you're doing is lengthening the process or shortening the process. The end result is the same. We all go back to the endless world of fulfillment. It's how long it takes us to get there is up to us. Na gibor dorshe yehudcha kivava shamre. Nun gimel dalet, yud kaf shin. Nunyamogawit Gematria 57, which is Parnasa, sustenance. Sustenance is literally the fulfillment of all of our desires. Yud Kaf Shin, sequence of letters that takes back the energy we've given to the negative side through our mistakes. Bachem Tacharem Bachame Sidkatcha Tami Gamlen Etet Resh Tzadi Tach Gimel. The sequence connects us to Netzach, eternal victory. Chasim Kadosh Rotuha Nael Adatach Etkufet Tet Nunayim. This sequence of letters connects us to the Sphira of Hod, appreciation, thankfulness for what I have and what I don't have, what I appreciate and have the right to ask for more, and thankfulness for keeping away all the harm that is around us in this world. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatach Yud Gimelamed Ezayin Kuf. This sequence helps speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah during this, the sixth millennium. Shavatenu Kaber Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shinkufav Tzari Yutach. This verse during the month of Tammuz, the letters Taf that created the planet Moon, and the Chet that created the constellation Sartan, the crab, as well as the month of Tammuz itself. We'll also stop at this month and look at what's called the Tikkun HaNefesh. And I'm going to point out the order that you look at this. They all have the same names, the Yudke Vavke, the Tetragrammaton, the highest name of God with all of its energy. And we utilize this to draw this energy to the parts of our body for healing. We do this once a day, preferably in the morning. At the same time, we hit the verse that is the verse of the month. The middle box is our skull. The right brain, if you take a look at where I'm pointing, the left brain. The right eye, the left eye. The right ear, the left ear. The middle box has two lines, the right nostril and the left nostril. This middle box is the mouth. The right arm, the left arm, the chest, from the diaphragm up to the neck. The right leg, from the diaphragm down to the knee. The left leg. The yasod is the sexual organ wrapped around, underneath and around and above, but it also runs up the back of your spine and the head down. It's basically your central meridian, but it's essentially the sexual organs. It's where it starts. It's where the power is laying. And then the last box, the middle box, is the malchut, which are your legs and your feet. By looking at these letters in this sequence, in this order, you are drawing the light of healing from the universe into every part of your body. And you You have to ask the question, where does darkness go when the light comes? You start with an assumption that darkness, illness is darkness. Why does a x-ray show cancer as a black spot on a white background or a lighter colored background? Why? Because illness is darkness. Where does the darkness go when the light comes? It's a Kabbalistic question. The answer is very simple. The darkness goes into the light. It never disappears. It's always there. But it cannot bother you when there's light. Let me finish the seventh verse with something I haven't said that you should hear. The letters Shin, Kuf, Vav, Tzad, Yud, Tav. The first two letters, Shin and Kuf, have a gematria of 400. 400 represents four worlds times 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot. 10 times 10, 100 is a perfection. It's a perfect number. The four worlds times 10 times 10 represents perfection in all of the worlds. Vav, Tzad, Yud, Tav, the same gematria as the first verse, 506. Ahavat Hinam, love for no reason, unconditional love. And we learn that in this seventh verse, to manifest perfection in our life, we have to use the creative process that starts with love and injects love in every step in its process. And the last verse we say in a whisper, which is silently, but I will say it out loud for teaching purposes. Baruch Shem Kibod, Malchuto, Be'olam Vayet. Quickly, I have two sets of announcements. One is that since this is Torah, and everything that comes from Torah is a gift from the Creator, or the universe, or whatever happenstance you want to call it. It's all free. But we live in a society that says my bills and my time needs to be compensated for, so I do ask for donations. And while I didn't bring my bottle tonight, cash is acceptable, checks are acceptable, credit cards are acceptable through PayPal, so go home and send it to my email address, which is on the website www.yeshem.com, and also the email is yeshem@hotmail.com, so it's easy to remember. This class will be on the Yeshem website tomorrow for those of you who want to listen to it again, and it'll be helpful to listen to it more often, which is part of that study that we talked about briefly. The other announcements I want to make is tonight at 10 p.m., which I'm not sure if we're going to do it from here, if you want to wait around till 10, which is probably in about the 45, 50 minutes, we will be doing a class on the mitzvah of loving the stranger, loving the convert. And I think you'll hear some things that you never heard and will find quite eye-opening. Tomorrow night at 10 p.m. at West Coast time, we'll be reading from the Zohar. The same way I did this one verse, I do the verse for as much time as we have in the hour, hour and a half. So we read the Aramaic for the energy, we translate it, and if necessary, to make a comment about it, because most people, when they first read the Zohar, find that it's not legible. They understand the words, they know what the words are saying on a logical level, but the Zohar is not logical. It's much more intuitive than that. And Sunday, we'll be meeting at the cafe. We will be talking about the 72 names of God, which is the fourth tool in the list of tools to be given to you. Again, helping you in making the connection and starting the change. And next Tuesday at 7:45 we have a class that I'm not sure what the subject will be. I will get a message about that later this week. But all of that is available on our website, the classes. You can call in from wherever you are through the conference calls, which is what this recording is. You're welcome anytime. It's always available. We hope you enjoyed tonight's class. We hope you'll return. Any questions before I say goodbye?
Next Wednesday
will be here.
So this is like a sequence of 15 classes or something?
Yes.
And then what about all those other things you're mentioning?
Those are classes. The Tuesday night class was a sequence of classes that started in L.A. and has been going on for 2 years. We just go into deeper levels, whatever the people want. You're welcome to join in at any time, just as they are welcome to join into your classes.
You just come to any class and get something out of it, doesn't matter where it fits in.
There is perfect control in our world, meaning if you come to a class, you will get something out of it. There's a reason you came to the class. We may not know that reason at that moment, but 10 years later, you'll say, hey, that guy said something strange, and now I understand what he meant. That's the way the system works. It is not logical. It is not step-by-step, but it works, and it's intuitive, and it changes yourself to be more in tune with what is intuitive about yourself. You've heard the modern age stuff that says everybody's a psychic. The truth is we all are potentially psychics. We are potentially able to use the spiritual system. Kabbalah teaches you how to use it for positivity and not for the negativity that creates chaos. Any other questions?
All this information for classes is on the website too?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, right now there's over 100 hours of recordings.
Recordings and my classes are on it.
Yes.
On
yeah. It's all there, the conference call. And we will be talking just briefly right after I hang up about the sequence of classes going on. Any other questions? Maybe did you want to say something?
Okay.
Good night, all. Have a peaceful week. And remember the 3 weeks and do the meditation for the 3 weeks. I'm getting lots of calls from people who forgot to do the meditation and are having some consequences. So please do the meditation.